remain standing for a moment and hear the word of God as it comes to us from Philippians chapter 1, where Paul says, I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to think this way about all of you, because you hold me in your heart. For all of you share in God's grace with me, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the compassion of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight, to help you determine what is best, so that in the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Oh God, let it be our prayer this morning that your love may overflow in us, that we may be filled with the fullness of your knowledge and insight, that you might help us to determine what is best. And, oh God, may you continue the good work that you have started in this place and bring it to the day of completion in Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hey, you all may be seated. I don't know if you guys heard, but we're having an all-church meeting today. Yeah, and it's kind of starting right now. It's starting a little bit right now because in years past, we've had that all-church meeting in the evenings. And this year, we thought, man, there's so much going on, so many important changes happening in the life of the church coming up next year that we wanted to try to get as much participation as possible and have it right after the worship service. And so that's why we're doing it that way. But as part of that all-church meeting in years past, we have always had a slideshow. Look at the fancy technology we have up here today. And our screen from like 1965. And the slideshow is probably like my favorite part of the all church meeting, because it's like looking back on the year and looking back on like the good work that has been done in this place. So we didn't want to save that for the all church meeting. We wanted to bring that right into this worship service as we celebrate what God has done in this place. So Mike's been hard at work putting the slideshow together, and he's going to lead us through it.
Yeah. All right. That's it. That was 2017.
Good job.
Yeah.
Great job, Mike. Now we're going to come into our time of communion very, very soon here and kind of wrap up the worship part of our service, and then there'll be an opportunity for those that aren't going to stay around for the all-church meeting for you to dismiss yourselves, and an opportunity for those that you are staying to get a special snack that we prepared for those staying for the all-church meeting. But something real important I want to do before we get there, and the band is right. I'm not going to have this wrapped up by 11:30, but that's okay, because we're kind of already, we're in like the in-between. We're in worship, and we're also like sharing in what's been happening in the life of this church. And, you know, a lot has happened in the life of this church over the last 18 months and over the last 10, 15 years, actually. And this last 18 months to 2 years, we've been in a process of discernment about, like, what's next. And that's why I was drawn to this scripture from Philippians. That Paul says, I'm confident of this. The one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. And I think the slide shows like a testimony to all the work that God has been doing in this space this past year, this past 10 years since we've had this building. We've been in this building for like 10 years. The past 15 years that Hot Metal has been around. And I believe in those 15 years, I think this church has kind of replanted itself like at least 4 times that I could count. And we may be kind of stepping into that again in 2018 as we step into kind of new staff structure and new leadership structure. And it's just an opportunity again for God to do some new things and to continue to bring the work to completion. And in the course of all those years, you know, it's real easy, because this can be really difficult work, and sometimes it's real easy to lose sight of like what's important and what matters most. And I remember thinking back on all these years, there are a couple things, like different moments where it was like just kind of being reminded of like what's most important. Like I remember when we were first getting ready to launch this whole thing, and we had this big block party, and we were outreaching to the community, and just feeling overwhelmed about it all, and wondering what was going to happen. And I had a pastor friend come up to me in the midst, and he saw me like, he must have been like, he looks like a deer in the headlights. I'm going to say something encouraging to him. And he came up, looked me in the eye, and said, hey, look, no matter what else happens, here's the only thing you need to do. Love people, preach gospel. That's it. And I was like, thank you. Ah, yes. Love people, preach gospel, use words when necessary, as St. Francis said. You know, and that was a rooting thing. And then there was a time when it was like summer 2008. It was March of 2008 that we officially bought this building, which right before we got it was Taco Loco. And it didn't look, the space did not look like this then. There was a big supporting wall right here and only a door in between this section where the beautiful like solid oak bar was and the like restaurant part with all the booths. So that's what we bought. And you know, man, as soon as we stepped into the building, we're like, this is never gonna work. So, but here we are, 10 years later, and when we were like going over the plans for like how we were going to renovate this, and Peter Margatai was our architect, and I remember one summer night, we were over on this side before anything had started, and Peter had all the plans, and he rolled them out on the table, and I remember being there, and there was like finance people there, and like staff there, and we were all like, ooh, ah, look at this. And back then, there were windows over here that went right out onto the street. And this woman comes and leans in to the window. Like, there was no screen or anything. Because we had it wide open. It was like the summer night. She leans in. She's smoking a cigarette. She's got, like, platinum blonde hair. And she says, what are you guys about? And we're all sitting there looking at the plans. We all kind of look up at her, then we look back down. And it was kind of like everybody was like, maybe she'll keep going. Maybe she'd come. But I believe she said it in. She was like, what are you about? And I'm like, wow, somebody should really go out and talk to her. These plans look so cool. It's going to be so awesome in here. And then I was like, a pastor should really go out and Right. And so I excuse myself from the meeting. I go outside, right out there on the sidewalk. And this woman, she had like a little dog. I can't remember what kind of dog it was, but it was a little dog. And she's like, yeah, what are you guys about? And I was there like, church? What are, like, I found myself like struggling to express what we were about. So finally, I just kind of landed in this space where I was like, you know what? We're about like communion. Communion with God, in communion with each other, you know, just as we find it, like, in Jesus. Like, I guess that's, like, that's what we're about. She's like, wow, that sounds great. She's like, you know, maybe I'll be back down. And she walked up the walkway with her dog, and I never saw her again. But I've told that story again and again because it was such a reminder of her leaning in and saying, what are you about? You know, and as we've, like, faced some challenges over the last 18 months, like, financially and sustainability. What I'm most proud of is that this community has continued to ask the question, what are we about? And that through our council, we came up, you know, with a new vision for what is next. And that we said, look, if Hot Metal were to fulfill our mission as guided by our values, this is the result, that we would see wholeness. No more lonely, hungry, hopeless, or homeless in Pittsburgh, and for every person to understand their belovedness. Man, that's what we're about. That's what we strive to be about. That's what I think this the slideshow speaks to. And in that slideshow, you saw the Cooking Matters class, which is Victoria and Emily led, and 412 Rescue sets up, and people from around the community and some people from our community participated in it. And Mike pointed out that Sherry Lynn was someone who came and participated in that class, and Sherry Lynn's been hanging around ever since then. And she keeps coming. And Sherry Lynn, would you come up here, please? She has kept coming around. She's been helping out in the kitchen. She brought her mom to the hullabaloo, of all things. And a couple weeks ago, we were like talking after church, and I just wanted Sherry Lynn to share a little bit about what she said to me right after church. So Sherry Lynn, would you mind telling them what you said to me?
Sure. After church, I asked him how long it's been that he brought this building here, and he said about 10 years, and I said, that sounds about right. I got married in 2008. Met my husband right here on a sidewalk in Southside, literally ran into him at my front door. He lives in the apartment above me. Then we got married. We moved back here in the neighborhood, and I had a little dog named Pearl, a little long-haired chihuahua. She passed away 2 years ago, and we were out walking, and there was rumors in the neighborhood that this crazy bridge thing was moving into my favorite taco place. And I was raised to always speak my mind and ask questions. So I was walking the dog, and I said to John, I'm going to find out what they're about. Well, John went flying down the street, terrified, and I stuck my head in the window and said, hey, what are you all about? So there was some hesitation, and him and another individual came out, and they're telling me, and I'm listening, and I'm still, I was raised Roman Catholic, you know, and so I was just looking at him, and I was like, okay, and he offered a blessing for me, and I was like, oh, you can bless my dog. So he blessed Pearl, and throughout the years, you know, I kept passing and just always wondered my work. We collect for a charity every year, so one of the first years I was at work, we chose the homeless ministry to collect for, and someone from the church came to our Thanksgiving celebration and spoke, and I was always on the email happenings, and then as a lot of you know, something happened in my life, and I started recovery 6 months ago. When I was in Florida in rehab, my husband started coming here to the table, and I joined coming to the table. I came to the first patio party. I brought macaroni salad. Then there was the cooking matters class that I got on the email. See, I read those emails. And so I signed up for the Cooking Matters because I love to cook, and that was a passion that I had lost. And then I came for the service where we cooked, and I like it. And, you know, I've been stuck here.
Thank you, Jesus.
So it takes a while. I like to say that when it's my gut decision, it hits like a lightning bolt. I've been hit by lightning a lot of times. But when it's God's will, it takes a while. Mm-hmm. Initially, it took a while.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
I really appreciate that. Thanks, everyone.
So you could have knocked me over with a feather when she said, I stuck my head in here. 10 years ago, because I've told that story again and again, and now it has this unbelievable ending. And it spoke so much to me over the last couple weeks as I've reflected on it and shared it with other people and people that were in that room that night that are like, no way. Really? That there's something to how God works, the slow work of God in our lives and even in community. And there's something to like sometimes just hanging on. And to being faithful and to keep showing up. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful for this community. I'm grateful for everybody that keeps showing up. I'm grateful for the slow work of God that he continues to carry on to completion in this place. So with that, let us share in communion together.